Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
One day, many summers ago, my cousin's children, so first cousin once removed, but I call them my cousins and a half.
Yeah.
My aunt wanted to paint the upstairs, one of the upstairs rooms. So she'd gotten a whole bunch of paint samples. Mm-hmm. And we were just going through and being like, okay, look at this color. Mm-hmm. What do you think would be a good name for this color? Yeah. And it'd be like, it's sort of a turquoise kind of thing. It'd be like, no, they call this midnight exhilarance something. And I was like, you know what? That, when you were mentioning about the T names, I was like, that is the job I want.
Yeah.
I want a job where it's like, okay, this tea tastes like raspberries. What are you going to call it? I'm going to call it Crimson Effervescence.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Make six-figure salary, have a, you know, yeah.
Well, I mean, seriously, like, when I had originally been looking at the teas, because, like, Eric got it for me for Christmas. That's the first time I've ever tried any of these teas. And that's the only time. That's the only tea.
Your mom got them for you.
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah, for my birthday, my mom got me a cup with a steeper in it, and she got me a couple of different samples.
It was my idea.
It was his idea. That's why that's why I'm attributing it all. I completely forgot about that. But it's true, yeah. So, like, that was my first try, and I said, oh my god, Eric, I really love this tea. I would love some of this for Christmas. I knew that I would want it for Christmas, and I do want it for Christmas. So he got me more of the kind that I really like that my mom got me, and he got me some other kinds, which included the magic potion one. And the funny thing is, he didn't know I wanted magic potion, but I had been looking through the website, and I was like, magic potion? Well, I gotta try that one. That sounds so cool. It's a magic potion. And then when I got it and I showed him that it changes color when you add the lemon, he was like, wow, I didn't even know that. Yeah. It's pretty cool. But the fact that it says magic potion, I was like immediately drawn to it because I'm totally a sucker for good names. I totally am. I mean, yeah. It's called magic potion. How do I not want to drink that tea?
Like an Okra Coke. Oh, hurricane or whatever.
Well, those things, I'm too embarrassed. That's my his story about me. You can
that.
Tell this.
Anytime there's like something like that, like it's Ocracoke is one of the Outer Banks Islands, if you don't know, and they have an ice cream place, and they have basically a Dairy Queen Blizzard, you know, where you mix in the stuff and then you put it in the machine. It's called like an Ocracoke something. Like I don't think they call it
an
blizzard.
Ocracoke hurricane.
Is it hurricane?
I think it was something like that.
But anytime
that makes
there's
sense for the Outer Banks.
Exactly. But anytime there's like a name like that, she like breaks down while she's saying it. She like
I can't.
She's
I can't
like
say
I am
it.
So ridiculous.
I won't even say it. I'm like, I'll have the Ocracoke.
That thing?
Okay. The thing over there.
When you said she breaks down, I was like, breaks down laughing or just like is sobbing? Like, oh, I can't say this idiotic
mechanically.
Name.
Mechanically. She slips a disc.
It's funny because like you were the one that he pointed it out
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, that's when I
know.
Realized it because I've.
It had been years of me doing
that. It
happens
with anything like
any
that.
Any restaurant where they have some clever name for an appetizer or something, I'm like, just give me the thing that's made out of fish. Just give me that. Like,
right.
I can't
if
say the clever
if,
name.
If there was like a like French fries at Chili's and they were like the Chili Chompers or something
yeah.
like that, you
I'd
would
be like the French fries with chili from Chili's. We are at Chili's. Give me these fries right here. I wouldn't say it.
The one that got me for years was at Isaac's, which I can't even eat it anymore, so it doesn't matter. But it was the that time when everyone suddenly started doing the hot brownies with vanilla ice cream kind of confection.
Or something.
And they called it a fudgy wudgy.
Yeah.
Yes! Oh
and
my god!
I refused to order it by name. I would be like, look, I'm not going to say it. I want that. And I would point at the menu. And the waiter would be like, what are you talking about? I'd be like, you know what I'm talking about. You go back there and you get me that.
That's Katie, but that's with everything
so,
like
but
that.
But that's so
unless
funny,
it's
particularly
like...
with that one, Michael's brother. One time when I went out with their whole family, and Michael's brother, they were down to see us in a theater or something, and his brother, who never, he was so shy, he never said anything ever. But I remember we quoted it for years after, because he was like, I'll have the fudgy wudgy, and it was like the silliest thing to come out of this like completely stoic,
maybe that's where
shy.
It came from, maybe you didn't care before
he was,
that moment
he turned bright red yeah. when he said uh-huh. it. He was like, I'll have the fudgy wudgy yep. So anytime we talked about the fudgy wudgy uh-huh. like, fudgy wudgy. It's such a ridiculous name.
It's
like, somebody
and
wanted
it's such a weird balance. It's got
to
be like not something like Big Mac you don't care about because it's like a ubiquitous thing.
Yeah.
Like it's got to be like small, like Isaac's or something.
It's got to be trying to be cute.
Yeah,
I think that's what it
but
is.
But not something that's like so familiar or whatever.
Right.
It's like a, you would be fine ordering a Blizzard, a Dairy Queen.
Right.
But not
I think
a not an Oak or Coke Hurricane.
Right. Because I'm like, I'm sorry. Can I have what is obviously a Blizzard? Like, do I need to say this ridiculous name that you've come up with?
I just think it's so funny. I relish saying those anytime.
Oh, yeah, he
like,
loves
I get so excited anytime I get to order something that has a ridiculous
How
name.
Terrible. Does that
I'm
make me
you,
a terrible
Eric.
Person or you?
I'm going to say you.
Yeah. No, it's I'm too self-conscious. I don't know. I think that's
I think for me,
from.
I'm self-conscious too, but it's like. In that instance, you don't have to be because
right,
I didn't come
you.
Up with it. Somebody else
exactly.
did, and so I get to
yeah.
relish that
because
well, it's
I
not
love
something
that
I'm
about
responsible
you because, like,
for.
When we're somewhere and you do that, I love it. I'm not embarrassed
oh,
by you doing it. I yeah. love that you're so. It's why you can be so good natured about everything. You're so good natured and so pure. You are Nick in a way,
so
like
pure.
The way that Nick. Yeah, the way that Nick evolved into kind of this goofy, like he doesn't care, like or he doesn't even aware. I mean, you're more aware, but like. You don't care, even if you are aware. I that sentence didn't make any sense, but you're so good natured, you don't really care. You don't, even though you, I know that you have like your introversion and you
yeah.
are self-aware. You're so sweet and genuine that you don't. I hate you.
Keep
We're getting a
about
divorce.
Me,
yeah, I know. I say when I. I love it when it gets
no matter,
to this point.
No matter the topic, it always breaks down into that. It's like, you know what I'm trying to say? It's like, you're nice, you're sweet. I mean, fuck you.
See, the trick is, if you always joke that you're getting a divorce, when you mean it, the other person won't realize it.
It's an Ocker Coke divorce.
Yes. Oh my
God. That's what you have to do. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I'll get a divorce if,
but it's,
you know,
it's an Ocker Coke Riptide.
Yep. Yep. Gotta call it that or it doesn't
if
count.
If we have Isaac's Cater and they serve Fudgy Wudgies.
Oh my God. Uh-oh. Now is the awkward time.
Oh, I didn't even open my soundboard. That's how awkward.
I just saw him press a button and nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Pretty good. It worked.
It worked. We are drawn in.
Hooray.
And we lost it.
Did Greg ever hear that clip of me saying, oh, I can do a spell, and then rustling my papers for 100? Oh my God.
I feel like I just came across that recently.
It was in an episode, I think. Yeah, we kept it in because I couldn't. There's no way for me to edit it out. Like, we didn't redo it. And it was good. It was funny. I think I just...
I just got to the part where, I mean, this was a little while ago that I came across that one, because I just got to the part where we were introduced as the secret guards, and I was having trouble staying on the road, because I was in
really
hysterics, like, the thing where Rafina just appeared, and we were like, wait, you're not even in the room, so
right.
you sneezed in and yeah. sneezed back out.
Well, that's funny because there was a listener that was saying they're really close to where you are, Greg, because they were saying they were just driving off the road listening to Go-Go Baron Skis.
Go-Go
you
Baron
said that, Greg.
I love the idea that we're just all causing traffic accidents.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me nearly with the outhouse. Remember
oh my God.
The dogs hitting the outhouse? I remember I wrote to you guys after
Seriously.
The outhouse. I'm like, I nearly had a car accident.
That is probably sure the that's one. My favorite yeah, moment. The one that stands out in my head. That one and the one where Greg and Jose kind of first show up and we're scaling the wall of the lady who's wailing, Gertruda, because I say, guys, like Will's trying to be like, guys, why are we even bothering with this lady who's crying? I mean, you don't know what's going on. She could be naked in there. And you're like, guys, whoa, she's naked in there. climbing the wall. And then Greg's like, we're on our way, ma'am. And Jose's already scaling the wall. Oh my God. And I'm just standing there like, what? Like, what did I do? I did the exact opposite of what I meant to accomplish. It was so, those two.
You also mention a lot the, right at the end of the first encounter with Strahd, where.
Oh my God! It's so funny because Eric trying to roleplay Strahd and he didn't know how to do it and he's like, all right, well, I'll see you later or something. He says it like really nonchalant as Strahd. And then Jose casual. Makes fun of you and says, he flips you the peace sign and surfs away on a surfboard made of bats.
Yeah.
It's like the funniest.
A surfboard of bats.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And you were like, never mind, let me redo that, please, because I don't know how to roleplay Strahd. Oh, it was too funny. Oh.
We're our own biggest fans.
We really are.
I don't know, Putin's
we should do
up
a
there.
Clip show.
Putin's definitely more.
He pretty much just did.
Yep, that's true.
The gang all takes a break and Ravenloft, hey guys, do you remember?
It's gonna be like a Thanksgiving. We're having Thanksgiving. Yeah, like we gotta friends. Go back to the right. Yeah, we gotta go back to the dining room, have our meal as we reminisce over our funniest moments.
Reminisce over what is ultimately the last 2 weeks.
Who can remember?
And we realize our characters begin to realize we're living in a comedy, not a horrible.
Wait,
and we're like, wait a second,
is that worse? This is for amusement.
Yeah, like people are dying. This is funny. Oh my God!
Didn't Strahd straight up tell us that we were there for his amusement?
That's
maybe.
True. Oh, my Strahd sitcom.
No! This is the curse. This is the curse.
We're too funny for our own good.
Oh my God.
Should I start talking for real?
Are
now?
We going to play the game?
Previously.
Supposed to play. Oh,
previously. Okay. Previously! I'm just getting everybody into it.
Oh, okay.
I'm in.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Upstairs and upstairs and upstairs and up outside of a tower and upstairs and up ladder and upstairs and down ladder and downstairs and downstairs and downstairs and downstairs and downstairs.
So is that literally what we did?
Yep. Yeah, that sounds right.
Does that sound right?
It was lots of stairs.
It
what about the
like
heart?
The kind of thing we would do.
All right.
It's so sad that you had to keep track of that. It was hard for you.
Let's actually recap.
Oh.
Okay.
Having glimpsed the throbbing crystal heart suspended in the huge empty tower high above, the group began to ascend to investigate further. Soon the steps beneath their feet began to first subtly vibrate and then violently shake. But thankfully, everyone was able to keep from tumbling off the stairs to the ground far below. This left most of the party trembling like scared little puppies, so they began to throw whatever they could get their hands on at the pulsing heart. A surprisingly short time later, the heart exploded in an immense freshet of blood, dousing the group in coppery warmth.
And resulting in Eric saying, guys, I swear I didn't make it easier, like 10 times.
Yep.
We still don't believe you.
I was just going to say that.
He kept saying it after we stopped recording, too. Like, we finished the game. He was like, Katie, I didn't make it
now,
easier.
Now think of all the other times
where I've
not...
Well, that's because I kept texting him being like, Eric, you are so full of shit.
Think of all the times where I haven't been insistent on that front. Anyway. Blah, blah, blah.
We killed it in, like, 6 seconds flat, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was one round? Turn?
Yeah. One round. Yep.
Whoa! I didn't even realize that because I was just like, no,
bam, bam, bam,
bam.
Shot through the heart, and we're to blame. And now someone else can sue us.
You gave Galdar a bad name.
Oh. You should have said I gave Galdar.
Oh,
because well, you did it.
Yeah, that's true.
You gave Galdar a bad name. Oh my gosh, I just got it.
That was for you, Abby.
I know. It takes me.
Further up the tower, they found an opening providing access to the top of another tower, as well as to the torrential downpour which helped clean up the non-prestidigitation-y members of the group. While Batwack considered scaling the sheer face of the tallest spire of Ravenloft in a ferocious thunderstorm, Lank and Will headed to the top of the Heart Tower, finding a room with a wooden, quote, bed, unquote, as well as an iron chest with a family crest embossed on the top. Lank peeked up through a trap door in the ceiling and immediately peeced out as an immense cloud of bats came swarming out of a cloudy Strahd's mouth down towards him. The party convened around the locked chest, and after struggling to open it, they settled on the elegant solution of dropping it to the base of the tower almost 200 feet below.
Yep.
It then took them a surprising amount of time to decide whether they would actually go see if it even opened, before heading all the way back down the stairs to see that it in fact had worked, and the contents were revealed. A jewel-encrusted golden cock ring for two.
Forgot about that part.
I somehow forgot about the whole thing too.
Somehow.
And now I remember.
I mercifully had forgotten about that.
See, the recap serves its purpose. Finally, for the first time.
I'm trying to forget about it again already.
The group has just finished untwining Will and Batwack, and now they need to decide where to go next. Lots of options. I'm sure this won't take long.
There are so many options. Wait, do I have to have that map up?
It's probably a good idea.
Crap.
Alex has had it up for like a half an hour now, so he's probably played without us a little bit.
Yeah. I'm already up, and up.
upstairs.
Well,
but yeah, I do think we should go up.
Yeah, I don't think we should go down for sure, because I feel like that's probably where Strahd is, and in my opinion, we should clear out the rest of the castle first in case. So say we go downstairs, right, and we face Strahd, and then he almost kills us, and we need to run away, or one of us needs to run away. Me! If I need to run away, and I'm trying to go up the stairs, and there's, like, other monsters in the way, that's not so great. So let's clear it out up here first, I say.
Yeah, I'm imagining that Esmeralda is somehow in the topmost tower, like letting down her long hair or something. I don't know.
See, yes, that selfless reason is really why I was saying what I was saying.
Wait, what did we really find in the heart? I don't remember.
Nothing.
A lot of blood.
Yeah. Oh, the blood. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember that now.
That you failed to block with something.
It was not a pinata. Okay.
Yeah.
It depends on what you want out of a pinata.
It's a vampire pinata.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything can be a pinata if you hit it hard enough.
Whoa, that sounds
there's an episode
dark.
Title.
Yeah, I just went to a really dark place there. That was sounds terrible.
That whole thing should be the episode title. Anything's a pinata if you hit it hard enough. Whoa.
Oh, God.
So, two people vote for up.
I'll vote for up.
Yeah, I think sticking together is a good idea.
So do we want to, there's like halls here. Do you think that they would take us back to the main level-ish
there's
area?
There's one hall here. Sorry, these
shadows
revealing
are weird,
is a little hard to, I think
well,
I
let's,
see what you're talking about. But
since we've just done like 1,000 stairs, let's do some flat hallways for a minute just to catch our breath and see what lay the land is.
Lank, the personal trainer.
Yeah.
My Fitbit is going crazy.
All right, so before going up, you're going to go laterally, take it?
Yep.
All right. So you round the corner, and you find yourself facing down a long, dark hallway that looks very familiar in that it seems to be quite disused, full of cobwebs, and a similar dimension to other hallways that you've been in this castle.
Okay.
It is otherwise unremarkable, lined with stone, and it seems to be leading down towards something, but unless you head down through the cobwebs as before, it's hard to see the other end.
I am going to proceed down swinging my pike in front of me the way a hiker would swing a stick to knock down spiderwebs.
Got it. By the end, you've got a nice thing of candy.
Candy
floss.
Candy floss.
But yeah, there's no obstruction, no giant spiders jump down. These look like normal cobwebs, like normal spiders make, not giant spiders. And when you get to the end of the hallway, you'll find yourself at a familiar-looking intersection. In that, to the west is revealed a large, seemingly empty, octagonal room with arrow slits. And to the south is a long hallway with a little piece jutting out, again with further arrow slits, all of which point out towards the courtyard.
Okay, are we in an infinite loop?
We have gotten a little bit around, so I guess that's good. I'm going to walk into the octagonal room. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's never been anything, but this will be the time there's something.
Above, you can see another fresco worn with age, undecipherable what it was. Something was up there at some point. But again, nothing really remarkable that you can see in this room.
Lank walks back out. I hate this place.
let's search the east wall of the hallway that goes south. And because on the opposite side, that's where the organ...
Correct.
Secret passage was.
Yeah, for the listeners not looking at a map and having heard this part a while ago, it's basically the players probably, anybody who has some spatial awareness would be able to sense that this is kind of the mirror of the area that the players kind of first encountered. Yeah, there was
the
mirrors.
Mirror of the mirrors.
Yeah, so a mirror, mirror. All right, so you're checking out that wall. Is everybody poking around all together?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Unfortunately, this... whoops. Unfortunately... unfortunately... what's the key?
I found it.
This doesn't play.
Did we press the organ button? What just happened?
I'm saying,
hey! We've copyrighted that.
Unfortunately, that doesn't play. Everybody, give me either perception or investigation. Dealer's choice. Am I the dealer? Player's choice.
18.
17.
9 plus 3.
Ooh.
Oh, plus 4, I mean 13.
18. Oh, wait. We add things. What do we add? Yeah,
perception or investigation. Okay. Whichever you
do. But from Bathwack, don't we have a bonus?
No. Those are for saving throws.
Right? Oh, those are for saving throws. Oh, then never mind.
Already done. Perception is just 3. I'm 12.
24.
Mm.
Oh.
All right. You're all checking it out. You're amazed by Will's checking out skills. He's like licking cracks in the between the stones and whatnot.
He successfully escapes the castle.
Yeah,
he successfully escapes Barovia.
Yeah. It's the one wall where it's a interdimensional.
You peer
castle.
Through a crack, and there's like some sort of weird fiber optic thing that you let you see every room in the castle at once.
Whoa.
I'm lying. You don't find anything.
Damn it. Nothing?
Nobody finds anything.
Aww.
What?
Poop.
What?
Well, this is a good wall. Solid wall.
Well done, castle builder.
Yeah.
Whoever you are.
That's so awkward. We're looking so close, apparently.
You've seen his model that he used to build the castle.
Yes, we did. It was like a dollhouse.
Tamblin.
Oh.
Distant Tamblin.
Distant Tamblin.
So weird how that seems like forever ago.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Pretty much just there.
Pretty much.
We were.
Well, when you're named mayor in the meantime, things kind of get stretched out a bit.
So is this a dead end? Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't... Okay, so this is just a dead end room. That's
yep.
So weird.
At least as far as you can tell.
That is ridiculous. What's the Agreed. Purpose? Like... Why would you want to go down this... I mean, Will's saying... I'll say this in character.
In terms
why
of construction?
Would you want to go down this hall?
It has arrow slits.
Correct. Think of what's in the wall. What do you think the purpose of this room is?
Just to defend through this one wall? There's no steps to go upstairs? There's nothing? I mean, it seems like a death trap if somebody throws a grenade through the wall.
True! You're right!
Sorry!
That's the Achilles heel of this castle.
Grenades.
Why does he even need to defend himself so well? He's Strahd. He doesn't need to walls.
This wasn't originally his castle, though, was it?
He was a conqueror, right? I think we read that. Like,
I think this castle used to belong to someone else.
When did we learn that history?
It was in the diary. I think it was something about how he...
I picked up the tourist brochure on the way in.
It was right next to the helicopter rental,
helicopter
and the underground cavern boat ride, the wildlife preserve.
Zip line.
Yeah, exactly.
The zip line.
The Spire zip line.
The hot pretzel factory.
Oh, can we go there, please?
That's in Lancaster.
No, I mean, it'd be amazing to have one in Barovia. Someone needs to open a hot pretzel factory.
I didn't tell you Barovia is modeled after Lancaster.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The village of Barovia's intercourse.
Now that you say that...
It's lining up, isn't it?
It's lining up. We do have a giant castle in the middle of town.
And since everything is already haunted, the main attraction is a non-haunted tour.
Ooh, yeah.
See.
There we go.
Mind-blowing, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, just for fun, if you want to know, the octagonal room in the book is called Turret Post.
Oh.
And the weird-shaped room, the other one had mirrors in it, is called the North Archer's Post.
Mm. They're not called, like, the West Death Trap rooms?
The Watch Out for Grenade room.
It just seems silly. Like, why is there no way to... Because clearly when we went upstairs, didn't we walk through another hallway with arrow slits in it?
Yep.
So, like, wouldn't you want access between the two hallways that are meant to defend your castle? I'm remarking, as somebody who doesn't know anything about castle defense, I'm Will from a small town. Well, not a small town.
On the south side of the castle, if you remember, you were in a lower one and an upper one that were basically identical, and they were accessible via a staircase.
Yeah, but where's the staircase?
Well, I see one staircase.
Oh, just the same, this big run? Big run?
Big run.
This big run.
Big run.
I guess we'll have to go back and go up.
You said you were going up anyway. You can add it to your checklist of things to check out.
Cool.
And gripes to bring to the architect.
When I see Strata,
just got a few
complain.
Constructive criticisms for you.
No pun intended.
I like it.
I intended the pun.
I intended it.
All right. So
by the end, this will all be razed to the ground. So,
yeah, it won't matter.
Or on fire.
All right.
Up.
Up.
Upsy-daisy.
I guess, yeah.
You see no obvious exits other than up and down. And it seemed like the consensus was up.
Yeah.
So up we go. Click.
North, south, or Douglas.
Lank sprints back to join the group.
All right, if you recall, you're now on the landing between where you first encountered this huge thing when you came in from outside. There's a landing above. That's where you came in from. And you passed this landing when you came down to find the cock ring.
Okay, so the in the middle of the circle that we can see would be that double staircase?
If you look down, yeah, it's not printed on this map, but yes.
Right,
it looks
where
like
it would...
Yeah, it looks like solid floor, but yeah, there's that open staircase down. That's not a spiral.
Right, got it, okay.
But it's not visible on this one. So this is you just coming up the big one. If you looked up before destroying it, you'd be able to see the heart, but it's not there because you destroyed it.
Cool.
Right. I could probably see that the walls farther up are a bit reddish.
Yeah, exactly.
And disgusting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wander down this hallway, take a break from all the stairs. All
right. You have to swipe more cobwebs out of the way. And you reveal something very intriguing.
Oh.
What, really?
Yep.
I doubt it.
Is it another octagonal room with arrows
down here?
Octagon.
No, guys, it's a hexagon.
We'll see.
Oh. No way!
No, it's not. It's an octagon.
Look at that.
Octagonal room with arrow slits.
You're kidding.
South is a hallway which has more arrow slits overlooking the courtyard below.
Oh my god.
Lank is going to ram his pike through the arrow slits to scrape off the accumulated cobweb cotton candy.
Ah, nice. Perfect.
If anyone shoots at you when you do that.
The arrow slit is...
Arrow slits are... To get shot at from the outside would be kind of weird. Like, there's a guy outside the arrow slit waiting for that to happen.
There's convenient seats lining the outside. Right out.
Another complaint for the architect.
Can you see out if you look out the arrow slits? Like, yeah. Can you see anything
That'd
at all?
That'd be a pretty shitty arrow slit if you
right.
couldn't.
Right. I want to look out.
It's a stained glass window arrow slit.
Someone's just drawn it in with magic marker. Shoot here.
Yeah, I mean, you see a courtyard being pummeled with rain, and then basically what you can see are the huge, massive exterior walls of the castle looming up above.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm. Well, again, I think we should investigate this interior wall, right? I mean, might as well.
Sure. Hmm. Let's do it.
See if
perception
any way.
Or investigation.
I'll trail
just to mix things up, I'm going to investigate the cobweb hall.
Okay. Cool.
I rolled a 5. I think Lank has lost interest in this this investigative pursuit.
Wait, are we all investigating?
If you want,
well, are you?
You are.
15.
Is Rafina investigating?
I just got tickled, sorry.
I did. Huh.
I couldn't tell if that was in character or not. She found something!
18.
15.
All right.
15-2.
Whoa, 15. Ooh, 15
twin.
Yay, high five.
That was the high five.
Will, you find nothing. Rafina, okay. You find nothing.
Okay.
Lank, you find an intense sense of ennui. Backwhack, you find something.
Whoa!
Strangely, almost exactly where your token is on the board, most of the way down the hallway back towards the spiral stair.
Wow.
In that southern wall, towards the center of the keep, you find a secret door.
Oh my gosh!
What?
Alright! Hey guys, I found a secret door.
Bathwick tells no one and you move on.
Yes!
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was like, I could tell them. Hey guys, I found a secret door, but no.
When I walk over to him, can I have the crown on my head and be like, where?
If you take it off of your dick first, yeah.
It's not on my dick! That was a joke! That was a joke!
I'm picturing it kind of like a Burger King
your
crown.
Your screams say
like
no, the... but your dick says yes.
What do you say, actually?
Peer over his shoulder. I want to have the crown
yep.
cocked at a
rakish
jaunty
angle.
Cock. Really? Really?
All right. I want it placed on my head at a jaunty angle, but not acknowledge it and be like, what did you find? Look right into his eyes. His turtly creepy eyes.
Is that a nicely cocked crown, or are you just happy to see me?
I'm just more surprised that you're talking to me.
It's because I have something to
We're
instigate.
A tight-knit group.
Very fair.
I used to beat up your sister. You guys are in a real love-hate relationship. Sharing a cock ring but not speaking.
Oh, no!
So check out this wall.
Damn it! He doesn't even acknowledge it. I push it up again, like with one finger. I cock it back. That's the only one I can think of.
Yep. You could say tilt.
I tilt it back well, just a little more.
You schlong it back.
There's a reason that's the only word you can think of.
I'm not sure.
Because of all the pubes in it.
He's saying something.
I don't think that matches your shoes, Will.
It goes with everything, I think. I'm just staring at you. I think it's like really like a pointed thing. I want to know.
Lank has gone through the trapdoor.
What's it look like? What's the trapdoor like?
It's more of like a full-sized door set into the stone. So sort of cleverly concealed. The door is made of stone. But now that you notice it, you can see that there's a catch that would let you presumably open it.
Hmm. You guys want to go through? I mean, it might be dangerous, but we should probably investigate.
I think we can assume dangerous at this point, but yeah, I'll take a look inside first, see if I can see anything that's immediately deadly.
Why is Lank trying to kill himself constantly?
Well, but Lank also
can
see,
I can see
than any of us.
Oh, I forgot.
I have a club lit up, though.
He also has a death wish. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right, I'm leading with the... You know, my magical empty eyes can see color and I can see dark colors. That's what I can see.
Right.
I see a fireplace. It's probably not a fireplace.
So the door pushes open with a grating sound. There's a lot of friction. You don't feel like this door is used very much, especially considering the state of the hallway you're coming from. And you find yourselves in kind of a shorter hall. It's dark, but it has been swept clean. So this one is not full of cobwebs like the one you came from. Oak paneling decorates the walls to a height of 4 feet. Mm. And mounted on the east wall, above the wood paneling, are 3 unlit oil lamps spaced 10 feet apart. A plain wooden door is set in the west wall, and light seeps through its cracks. A staircase at the north end of the west wall ascends into darkness.
The north end of the west wall?
Correct.
The northwest corner.
Correct.
Got it.
All right, Lang's going to repeat that back to people. There's some oak paneling that towers up to the ceiling.
Wrong. Got it. Sorry. Stepped all over your joke.
Yeah.
His ceiling.
But there's light. Wait, light streaming in. You don't see light streaming much in this land.
No.
You should probably check this out.
Seeping?
Lang's going to sort of lean out the door and half whisper this because there might be somebody up here. So.
Did you say there were oil lamps?
Correct.
I'll light the oil lamps with my torch if I can.
I'm going to light one with my finger because I can prestidigitate it by just going. Light one. Ooh, especially if I see Bathwack lighting one, I'm going to light the next one and be like, hey, check that out. I didn't even have to touch it. It probably doesn't light or something.
Yeah,
does the door have a keyhole?
No.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to see through it anyway. Lank's going to get down on his knees and try to look under the door.
Okay. Yeah, you can kind of, you can't really see in. You can sort of see the light is coming through the bottom. And from what you can tell, just by the play of light onto this crack, you think there may be a figure in there moving around.
Okay. Is this accurate where everybody's standing?
Probably not. Nick would be in with you guys.
That was Rafina. She's just...
Because Lang wants to indicate that there may be somebody in there without standing right next to the door saying, hey, I think there might be somebody in there.
I'm pretty sure everybody is in this hall now, even though Will's icon is not, because he lit a lamp. You lit all the lamps, by the way, and now there's some nice warm light filling this hall.
Here. You moved me way too far into that hall. I am right by the door.
Lank is still on the ground, but is going to just wave to get people's attention and indicate that there's somebody walking around inside.
What? Says Nick.
Lang's going to look at Nick and tap, be like, give me a brain text. Initiate a brain text. We can fix this, but I don't know if Nick will get that.
You hear in your head, what?
And then Lang thinks there's somebody moving around in here.
All right. And then Nick says to each one of you, there's someone moving around in there. There's someone moving around in there. There's someone
that
moving
loudly?
Around in there. It's in your head.
Oh, he's texting all of us. Oh, good. Okay.
Lank gives Nick a thumbs up.
Can I have a Bernard icon?
He brain texts you a thumbs up emoji.
That's great.
All right, Katie and Abby both said something at the same time.
Mine was just a throwaway. It's not for the podcast or anything, but can I have a Bernard icon? Because he is there with me. But
you summoned him back? You brought him out of his hole?
He was with me on the stairs, I remember.
Oh, right.
I told him to come down.
Yes, you can
have a Bernard. I just want to make sure that I don't forget that he's there, if I could just have that.
Go ahead, Abby. What were you asking?
I was just going to ask. I was going to say something about what I texted back to Nick. I was going to ask if we were supposed to be quiet.
I don't know. Lang seems to want to be quiet.
Okay. What should we do?
Maybe we should go up the stairs first.
Like, who else? I'm going to gesture while whispering as quietly as I can, but I can't whisper that quietly so that the microphone can't pick me up. So I'm going to be like, who else could it be? Like,
other than...
Does my true sight give me any insights here?
Nope. The door is solid. You can't see through solid things, and you can't make out enough. The
door
fits.
It could be Strahd's servant.
Can the bear be turned into something small and go peek?
Yes. Absolutely. I could change... It would take me 10 minutes to change him, but I could change him into I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on how small the crack below the door is.
The lizard probably could make it through.
What about this? There's a snake and a... Well, the spider is huge.
Right.
By the way, can Lank's going to gesture to us, like, can we walk back out into the main hallway for a second?
Yeah.
Talk.
Yeah, let's do that.
Bathwack, I'm assuming you've now said you want to go up the stairs.
Yeah, I sort of want to explore the places where we don't run into anyone first, and then invite, because we might alert somebody, right? So
right.
Although
we don't know if there's friend or foe on the other side. I wanted to go in case it was Esmeralda, but you're right. That could be a...
Yeah, I mean, we may have, I guess, maybe it's silly because we've already, all of the doors in the entire place have slammed and we've killed this heart. We've caused this earthquake. Like, probably.
Also, this hallway doesn't have, like, people have been here more recently because I didn't have to clean out the cobwebs. So this may be where they're keeping her.
Oh, we could. Hey, I could knock on the door from out here or something like that. I could make a knock sound and we could hide out here and kind of peer in to see if the person answers the door, if we know who it is.
That's a, yeah, because if it's a prisoner, they might yell and scream. And if it's not, it may be a very calm response.
We could put something for as bait and see if they are hungry.
Yep. Let's make sure it's like poison no matter what.
I don't think Strahd would be hungry right now because he's at home. He knows where the kitchen is.
Like, I, unless you said I could sort of see that light was moving around, but like I can't see shoes or, for example, I can't be like, oh, that's definitely a woman's foot.
Who knows? You could be wrong. It could be Kevin McAllister with a Michael Jordan on a train moving around. You have no idea. You just see, you get the sense that it seems like a figure kind of walking around based on the play of light.
Okay. I would agree with Bath, but we've made a lot of noise. Let's see if this is Esmeralda. Or if this is our death.
Well, I mean, again, I could have it, we could be away from the door. We don't all have to be at the door. We could be in this hallway.
And do your knock.
I could knock on the door, and then if it's an enemy and they come out, we will have a little bit of distance between them and us.
To run away.
That makes good sense.
Right?
All right. We could even, how are you going to do the knock? Because maybe we could even close the secret passage. Somewhat.
It's prestidigitation. I can make any kind of noise. It could be a scratching sound. What kind of sound do you think we could get someone to come to? I was thinking knock, because if it's a guest of Strahd, they might be like, oh, Strahd's come to visit me. But it could be any sound you guys want.
Like a fart sound.
Fart sound, totally fart sound.
I don't have it on my soundboard yet.
Oh, okay.
So how about the organ concerto?
Yeah. There are far too many organs.
I love it. It's so good.
It definitely wouldn't make anyone come to the door, though, because there's just too many organs playing. Or they just wouldn't want to be faced with that horrific music.
It's so good. I wish we would make it our closing music. I love it.
I'll knock on the door. We'll just knock.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's knock.
So should we just, like, close the passageway a little bit, but enough so that we can see through it?
Yeah.
Are you going to snuff your oil lamps that you lit?
I mean, we want to be able to see, right?
Can we all hide behind the bear?
I'll be able to see.
Yeah.
Mine can see regardless.
Cool.
If we snuff them, it won't matter. There'll be smoke. It'll be obvious we've been here.
Just asking.
Okay. All right. So cool. We're going to do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. Knock, knock, go.
All right. So you knock. And a few seconds later, the door opens.
It's not Esmeralda. Well, unless she's in league with Strahd.
Yeah.
And you see, looks like a female hand sort of pushing the door open. Mm. They don't step out in the hall. They say, hello? Hello?
What?
Wait,
is it Blinsky's wife?
And then the door closes.
Oh.
It sounds a little bit like...
Blinsky.
Well, it does sound a little bit like Blinsky, but the woman that we met briefly...
Katarina, Tahini. What was her name?
Tahini.
I was gonna say Olive Tapenade.
Oh
you know, her.
I want to meet someone named Olive Tullivan. Eric's writing it down. That's the best name ever. Oh my god, that's amazing.
The woman who was keeping people safe back in town. Didn't she have an accent like that? Or am I misremembering?
Christiana.
Christina.
Oh, I was so close.
Crostini.
Crostini with the olive tapenade, so good job. Perfect.
Maybe I am mistaken. I mean, it would be really weird for it to be her, but that just I thought that was the accent that was used, but maybe not.
So it's not Strahd and it's not Esmeralda. Do we want to go say hello? Why the hell would she be here? Is she a vampire? Let's run away.
I mean, it wasn't like... I feel like if it was a bad person, it'd be like, who dares disturb me kind of a reaction. It's someone who, like, thought they heard a knock, but it just really didn't faze them. They're allowed to open the door.
Yeah, that's weird.
And not Irish, so I'm thinking...
So, two upsides right there.
What the hell? I think we should talk to her. Let's talk to her.
All right.
We're not dead yet.
Yeah.
And we took that heart out like nobody's business. So, you know, I think we're ready.
Should we just send one representative to talk and the others sort of wait to back them up?
Let's
so that we don't reveal
do
how
Candy
many
Graham.
Of us there are.
Candygram?
Candygram.
Landshark.
There's a great episode.
He doesn't know what we're talking about. Sorry.
I know that people are going to be like, oh, no, don't do that. But I will volunteer to go and chat with the woman in the room.
No, all don't right, do that. Don't do that.
I'm knocking on the door.
Okay. Whatever gets closer to the door, you hear footsteps and the door opens. Before you stands a woman who is dressed in a very fine dress. And you see around her pale, slender neck a gold necklace with a ruby pendant. She's holding a feather duster. And she says, hello? She looks very puzzled to see you.
Hello, is this the maid?
It's the maid!
Does Strahd have a maid?
She's clearly gotten lost because she hasn't dusted any other floor.
Hello? May I ask your name?
Yes, my name is Helga. Who are you?
I am Lank Stumpers. I'm a guest here, sort of. do you live here?
I do the cleaning here in the castle. What are you doing here?
We were invited to dinner by the master of the castle.
We? Who is we?
Some people who came with me, who are not right behind me. They are a safe distance away. I didn't just ruin that tactic. True sight, anything ringing false here?
Nope.
This isn't Strahd and Drag or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay.
What a beautiful pendant you have, says Rafina, popping out from behind the bear.
Oh, thank you, yes. So you say you are guests of Strahd?
Yes, he gave us a lovely dinner. It's very yummy. I have some soup in my purse. Do you want some?
No, that is okay.
How long have you been here, working at this castle?
She looks like she's maybe at least delaying, if not completely ignoring. She's peering out into the hallway to see if she can see anybody else around. Is it just Rafina and Lank?
I'll poke my head around the corner.
This is Will.
Another one.
This is Will, and do you think this crown suits me?
Yeah, I'm still wearing the crown.
Oh man,
of course.
She looks back to you, Lank, as the person who first greeted her, and she says in sort of a lowered voice,
Are you truly guests of Strahd?
He invited us to dinner, but he has tried to kill us at least once.
So
he He brought us to this land. We're not from around here. We're from out of town.
So you oppose him?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Oh, please! And she throws herself on her knees in front of you. She says, please, please, please free me from this terrible place.
Oh.
I am enslaved by him. I am just a boot... I am the daughter of the village bootmaker from the village of Borovia. I was taken here many years ago. He forces me to do the cleaning of this dreadful place.
Wait a second. This all-powerful vampire wizard guy had to steal a little girl from a village to clean his castle?
She's not a little girl. She's like a young woman.
Yes, but you said many years ago and she's a young woman. So okay. Presumably you were young.
Okay.
Listen! Who am I arguing with right now?
Right. Well, if I could interject with what might be a slightly more pertinent question. Is there anybody else here, especially women? Are there, like, recent arrivals who were brought by bats? We're looking for a friend of ours named Esmeralda. We're looking for another friend of ours who's not a friend of mine. I never met her. Like, I saw her carried away by bats, but her name was something.
It's accurate. It's accurate. That's accurate. Her name was something. Who cares?
Are there anybody else here who's not Strahd?
I do not know. I do not think so. I do not go everywhere in the castle. I believe there are
parent.
not now, Rufina.
I believe there are lower levels and such that I am not permitted to enter. If you think there may be prisoners, I do not know.
I have a question. What about that guy that let us in? He is a jerk. And he described his clothes. I don't know what he was wearing. A cape? I feel like I remember him wearing a cape.
Tall boots on.
We are so bad with names.
he was a jerk.
Oh, you mean Brahadin?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about that guy? Who is he?
He is a bad man. Bad man. He is Strahd's chamberlain. He's very mean.
Wait, what is a chamberlain?
Like a chambermaid. Just kidding.
All I think of is the Dark Crystal with the Chamberlain, that guy.
It's kind of like an assistant-y kind of role.
That's all you know?
Royalty, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, it's not, it's more formal than that. Let's see what...
Chamberlain, noun. An officer who manages the household of a monarch or noble.
Right.
Manages the household, I say, as the dictionary.
So he's like a supreme butler.
Supreme butler? A butler brought me here? I am offended. I hire butlers. I don't let butlers drag me to alternate dimensions. This is ridiculous.
Well, from now on.
Does he have a lot of powers? I mean, what are his powers? He seems to have a lot of magical powers.
He has beat me on multiple occasions. I do not know.
Beat you?
Yes.
All right.
He's a very cruel man.
Recently, I became not okay with that.
recently,
Wait.
Yeah.
Before we grill this lady, let's please take care of her. What do you need right now? Are you fed well? Are you okay?
But wait a second. Let's make sure she actually is a lady.
Her soup.
Well, why would she trust my soup before? Now. She can trust my
Well, so much has happened.
Now that we've had the proper introduction, says Rufina as she opens her purse.
Can I eye her over and see if it's some kind of an illusion, if I can tell? I mean, I don't know that Lank has all this magic or whatever.
Are you going to throw a fork through her?
Yes. I got to do the age-old test.
Do an arcana check.
And have Bernard sniff her. Smell this lady! Is she a real lady? Oh, crap.
Lank now carries nine. That fork with him everywhere. He calls it the fork of truth.
I'll nine for me and for Bernard. Even worse, probably. We don't know anything.
Okay. Yeah, you don't think there's any magic illusion-y stuff going on with her or anything?
Hmm. Can I walk into that room that she's in?
Yeah. It's a long rectangular chamber. Oil lamps illuminate this room with oak-paneled walls. Hmm. And there are 8 canopied beds from which hang stained yellowed lace.
Why are there 8 beds in here?
This is... I've never seen anyone sleep in any of these beds.
How long have you been here? You said years.
Years, like 5 years.
Does he have a lot of visitors?
No. No.
Does he ever have visitors?
Not really, no. He brings people here. I worry that... I think I heard tales of him taking women and making them his brides. I worry that he gave me this jewel and these fine clothes.
Oh. Have you tried to take the jewel off? Leave your clothes on.
I do not wish to anger him. I am very, very scared of him.
Hmm.
Well, either we're going to defeat him. I'm not going to start that way.
Oh, yay! She claps.
We are here to defeat him.
Oh, good.
So hopefully we are going to get you out of here soon. But until that time, it may be a better idea for you not to come with us.
Or maybe we could, like...
No, please don't leave me
here!
Let's
release her! Oh my god, you guys! Will says. Let's release
If we fail, and Strahd knows she was trying to escape with us, it may go very badly for her. Like, worse than it is already.
Well, but we'll be dead, so we won't know about it.
Well, that makes it all better, so alright.
I guess I really don't have a soul. You're right, Eric.
With my yes. With my dying breath, I'm like, you're on your own, bitch! When dwarves die, they become, like, really old, apparently. I remember back in the day when I was alive!
When we drove up here, this is out of character, when we drove up here, how far? I know that the village of Barovia is super close, but, like, how close is it?
I mean, it's super close in a sense in that it's down a huge sheer cliff and through a forest.
Well,
but
how did
the
we
path
get up here?
There, you have to, like, kind of wrap around. It would be a multiple
hours walk.
Hour trek one way.
How quietly can we blast a hole in the side of the wall and wrap and rappel down?
See, I can cast fly, so I was trying to think, because we have been outside of the castle, even though the front door closed, I could potentially fly off the building. See, Will is totally tickled by the idea of ridding Strahd of his servants, because that's hilarious. Like, Will loves the idea of, like, he needs this little lady to clean his castle and just to be like, well, now, Strahd, what are you going to do, all-powerful wizard? I love that idea.
He's going to scrub his own toilets.
Yeah. Go clean your own toilet. Do you pee blood into it? Do you poop blood into it? Do we need to ask these questions?
What?
Let's free this lady.
I would have been thrilled to have never asked those questions.
Like, do
well, that's what Will's here for, to ask him for you.
Yeah. I mean, how, I don't know, like, I'm not gonna insist, but I think that's a funny idea.
Do any of us have the power to become very, very tiny? Like, smaller than an arrow slit?
I can...
Lank's already there.
Well, I have a spell that I haven't really used yet. But I
am I making that
shape.
Up?
I can just... change shape.
Change shape. Yeah, I think it must have been you. Or maybe I saw when I was reading all the spells, trying to decide what to do, and I didn't take it. I was just hoping we could make this lady very tiny and then send her away.
And throw her out the window.
I could, I mean, like, that is actually true. I can change shape, but I could also change her shape.
And then put her on Bernard's back as a bat.
What if I change her into a bird? And let her fly away?
How long does it last? Or is she a bird
it
forever?
It lasts up to 1 hour.
So she has an hour to figure out how to fly and where to go. That's perfect. Do it! Oh, I love this. Please turn her into a bird.
Well, I mean, Rafina's like, I like the idea that Rafina's like thinking of all these things and Will's just like, wait a second. I think I could. I could turn her into a bat might be more, I mean, I know it's icky, you're probably like, oh, bat, but like, you could, if you're a bat, you're probably going to blend in, it's nighttime, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I could turn you into a bat and you could fly down to your village.
I think considering where she's been living, she's not going to have a problem being a bat.
You would do that for me?
Yes, but then everyone, can we sit for 1 hour so I can get my spell slot back?
What good is that spell going to be in a battle? I guess you could turn yourself into something and escape. I guess
my spells work differently from yours. I only have 2 slots.
Right.
For any spell. So, like...
But she gets them back on a
short
rest.
Get them back if I rest. So
yes, yeah. Yes. Well, there are these 8 poster beds, right?
I don't even need to sleep. I just need to sit.
You guys fought a huge heart and stuff. You could probably deal with the break.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Let's let her fly away.
Okay.
So where are you letting her fly away? Well, are you going to shove a bat through an arrow slit?
So if we... Oh, that's true. She
that's
gets
what
it
I was
going to
do.
Slit.
That's what, 4 what,
inches
what
wide.
I meant.
That's enough,
for
a bat.
Okay. Well, I have never done this before, so I think I'm cracking my knuckles and I'm a little nervous, but I'm trying not to look nervous.
Okay.
But wait. We should pump her for info first.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, also... If we do this, he's probably going to come after you and eat you. So, you know, what would you prefer?
Well, you said you're going to kill him, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sorry.
Could we ask her as a bat to talk to other bats before she escapes and find out where they took Esmeralda? Mm-hmm. And then come back and tell us and then go away?
How long do you think it would take a bat to fly to Barovia?
And how quickly could you teach her to communicate while in bat form to you?
No,
through a series of squeaks and wing flaps.
Oh, that's true.
It just happens, doesn't it? It just happens when you're a bat.
Can Bernard, hey Bernard, Bernard.
No, I'm saying to then communicate to you as a bat.
But I'm asking crap. Bernard something too. Bernard, when you are a bear as you are right now, do you think you could understand if a bear talked to you?
You have a long pause.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. What are there any animals around here? Well, we could experiment for a while. I could change her into into a bear, and she could see if she could... Well, no, but that's still 2 spiritual people. I'm trying to think of, like, if there's an animal... We can get... This is all philosophical, Will is thinking out loud. Can a spiritual animal...
But we can just ask... binary questions where she could just we'll just ask her yes no questions and she can either nestle into our left hand or nestle into our right hand and make it
that's true
but this is all predicated on there being bats around to talk to
right,
them having interesting things to say
minutes ago I was swarmed by bats and then just nothing happened.
Yeah.
It's got to be nearby.
Wouldn't it be really risky for her to go and talk to bats who might be...
Evil?
Evil?
Yeah, they did carry people away, but I'm guessing they were commanded.
This is all a good point. I don't
think just part of the job. We're not evil. It's just we get a paycheck, you know?
Oh, hey, bat! It's a bat! He flew into the room!
He's from the Bronx!
Don't be casking no aspersions on us.
I think we should just release her after we pump her for information. So, how often do you see Strahd?
Lately, it has not been very much. I do not know why. He has been, I don't know where. Not in his typical places.
What are his typical places, even if he's not there much anymore?
Well, he has me clean. There's upstairs, there's a bedroom, there's a bathroom, there is a dining room. Those are places that I clean.
Does he practice the organ a lot?
Yes, I mean, I don't know if he... I don't see him playing very much. I do clean that room as well. This castle seems very large. I do not have... free reign of the castle. Free run. Free roam. Free bird. Please, play free bird!
Free bat, duh.
Who prepares the food?
I do not know. It is I am not involved in that part of the...
So, for 5 years you've been completely alone, except for being beaten by an asshole every once in a while?
It is terrible!
Okay, let's change...
There is a reason I'm on my knees begging
you
to free me!
Get up off your knees! Are you still on your knees? I didn't notice. Stand up!
Yeah, I am right now!
Alright, listen. Come over here.
Wait, there's just something about her necklace.
Let's take it. Give it to me. You don't need it anymore. It's gross.
Something's going to happen when she takes it off.
Oh, no.
She has to become a bat and fly away as soon as possible, and we should probably take the ruby thing and throw it out a different window.
I was keeping this. I thought if I ever escaped, I could give it to my father. We could have something to sell.
Let me see it. Let me look at it to see if it's evil or something.
If I do, will you let me go?
You don't have to give it to me. Let me just hold it and and look at it. So I'm going to use my locket to see if I can get any sense. That's my flavor, but I know it's some kind of sense of whether it has magic.
Okay.
Natural two, but natural two. That's a two, not a natural two.
It is a natural two.
Oh, it is?
Right?
Is that what it's just
called?
Because
you rolled a two.
I rolled a two.
Whatever you roll
but
is
I'm
going to
use a luck
roll.
Point.
Okay.
And re-roll that. Okay, a 14. What was I going to add?
Probably Arcana.
16.
Okay. You don't sense that this pendant is magical at all.
Okay.
But just being this close to it, you do sense it is quite valuable.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I don't need it. I have so many gems.
She can't carry it while she's a bat, though. Or can she?
Polymorph, well, your stuff sort of transforms
oh,
with
does
you.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Cool. Great. Nice. Okay, you're going to be the wealthiest person in your village, little...
There's a reason that when Bathwick was turned into a lizard, he didn't come back and completely naked.
Oh, why not? I mean, ew. Sorry.
Are you saying sorry to yourself?
Sorry to myself. Sorry, Will. Will's inside screaming in my head. Yeah, you're going to be the wealthiest family in Barovia. Miss.
We should do this quickly. Do we hear footsteps or anything outside? Are we
roll
still
a perception
check. One?
Okay. Uh
oh. Oh, a natural two. Plus three is five.
Alright. You don't hear any footsteps.
Well, this duh.
Place seems very quiet.
Apparently I have cauliflower in my ears right now.
A potato
pickled
in the
cauliflower
organ.
From Isaac's?
Oh, I was gonna say a potato in the organ, cauliflower in the ears. Well.
Alright, so it sounds like Will's gonna change her into a bat.
Yeah.
Unless someone's gonna stop him or has anything else to ask her.
Oh, here we go.
How
well,
often...
I think we should try to get her to safety.
Yes. How often do you see Strahd? Did you already answer this question? I'm sorry if you did.
But she said, like, less and less lately.
Less and less lately.
Not often. It doesn't seem like... It sounds like she's very alone.
What floor is his bedroom on again?
It is above us.
Just one floor,
floor
or
above.
Like
you're sure that's below. His bedroom? Like, why would he need a bedroom? He's a vampire. Doesn't he, like, sleep in a coffin or something?
I don't know. There is a bedroom with a very fancy bed.
Wait, is she a vampire?
Who?
You!
Me? How am I a vampire? What are you talking
bitten?
About?
Has he
you
bitten you?
Bitten?
No, but I'm worried he will.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
so,
get her out of here before
that's something
that
a vampire would say, guys.
Is it?
Look, we can tell right away if she's undead, right?
Can we? Are you judging a book by its cover?
Yeah, I think Bathwick doesn't. Don't you have something that, like, does
yeah,
something
that's
like that?
Just
he's zooming through his RTF
it.
File.
Zoom.
Divine Sense. Yeah. Yeah, I can just locate Celestial Fiends are undead within 60 feet.
Okay.
Do you do
so?
That?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do that. The figure in front of you glows. It is absolutely an undead creature in your presence.
Oh, no!
Oh, crap.
I am so good at this game right now, guys.
Guys.
What?
We almost
Is Bathwick the only one who can perceive this?
A bat in a bat.
Yeah,
what?
But,
what?
But I haven't even shown myself yet, right? I've been out in the hallway.
So she doesn't see
you. So I need to walk up to within being able to see her first.
Okay.
Well, you said within 60 feet. I mean,
meanwhile, I'm getting ready to change her into a bat.
Like, can we see a change? Do we perceive this as well? It's just
no.
Yep.
He's just doing his spidey sense.
No. Hey, Link.
Yes.
Try to gesture to get you to come closer. I don't want to.
I will come closer. I.
Yeah, and then I'll whisper in your ear. I'll just whisper to you. You know, she's undead. She's probably a vampire.
Oh, I see. You're just sort of trying to play it off, all right?
I can't believe I figured that out. I'm so
this
excited.
Is, so, okay, where are we all? Will's inside the
I'm
room.
I'm, like, right next to her.
Yep.
I'm, like, right next to her. I helped her off her feet. I'm like, oh, hello. I'm trying to be really nice for some reason. What an idiot.
So, okay, once again, placement of people. Where is everyone?
Yeah, where is everyone?
Will's in the room.
I went
right
into
next
the room.
To her.
I mean, she was kind of near you, Lank.
Right. I would guess
kind
that
Rafina
is in the room, too, because you're talking to her, right?
Me? Yeah, I was talking to her.
I'm out in the hallway because I was out in the secret passage, and I just came in enough to to get a peek through the door.
I had to tell you how to play the game. You should have checked already. It's because I've had too much gin.
You want to take this outside?
I'm enjoying right this too much.
You want to take this out through the arrow slit?
Well, she was kind of by the doorway with Lang, but so you would, get turned into a bat. You would have to be up there then.
That's dumb.
She wants to get out.
You Will, finally learned how to play D&D.
Will, Rufina.
No, I learned how to... I finally learned how to win. No, I'm not winning. Sorry, what?
Lang's just going to say to Will and Will Rufina, let's all get out of this room. If we're going to do this, he's trying to get them clear of the doorway without making it sound like, hey, guys, come out here and talk to me for a minute. So it's, everyone, let's get out of this room. Come on. If we're going to do this, we need to do this quickly.
Are you able to do that to Lang? I mean, to Nick, so that he can telegraph the rest of us with his cerebellum?
Nick is on the other side of me. Yes, that...
The woman is now mostly focused on Will, since he seems to be the one who was presenting this method of escape.
There are no arrow slits in this room, right?
Correct.
Okay. We have to get to somewhere where we can see outside. Come on, let's go now before something changes.
Will's like, what? I don't need to see outside to do this.
So what? You transform her into a bat and she can fly through walls?
No, but...
She needs to be near a window. Come on. We don't know where Strahd is. Let's go.
All right. She's basically kind of clutching on to you, Will.
Okay.
That's a problem.
I'm not worried at all. I have no sense of anything, so yet. I'm like,
Are you holding the pendant?
No, I was looking at it and then I...
She never took it off. She's still wearing it. That would be kind of weird.
I'm holding
You're
my
leading
light.
Her like a dog.
Yeah, get over here. This way.
Are they walking out of the room?
If Will is, she's going with Will.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Lank is going to, without drawing, I don't know if I'm on this side of the door and they're walking past me, I'm pulling out my hand axe of disruption.
Okay.
Because I get a bonus against the undead.
Cool.
And I'm going to, once they're past me, I am going to attack her arm where she's holding Will.
Oh my god. Ah!
And not tell the rest of us? All right, here we go.
I'm not going to be like, hey guys, she's undead, and then, you know, shit hits the fan. We're going to do this, and then shit will hit the fan.
All right.
Whoa.
I'm going to do a contested, roll your initiative, Lank. Everybody else, you can roll your initiative too.
Oh,
but I'm specifically going to be comparing hers to Lank's to see who.
19 plus something.
Do you think she really doesn't know that she's a vampire?
Doesn't matter.
I guess it doesn't matter now. I rolled
a total
one.
Of 21.
Bum, bum, ba, ba.
Bum, bum, ba, ba.
That's not... I hope that's not bad.
What?
Because if she turns around and goes, why are you going to throw an axe at me? I'm going to be like, oh,
no, I rolled a one, so I'm... Oh. Yeah.
All right, 22.
Mine's 12.
All right. So you, in fact, do beat her initiative, Lank.
Oh, goody.
So go ahead and roll your attack.
That is... I crit on 19 and 20, right?
Yes, you do.
That is a 19.
Oops, wrong one. There we go. Here, I'll do it again, just to make up for it. There you go.
Nice. Sweet.
All right, so with my crit rules, you max your damage and then roll your die again.
Okay, Hand Axe of Disruption. I'm trying to... I don't think I've used this. So
I don't think so either.
It's... So then it's just roll the 2d6.
Yeah, but you have to roll your attack first. Your d2. Oh, wait, no, you critted, sorry.
I crit,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So I'm not adding my strength to the damage.
Yes, you are adding your strength to the damage.
Okay.
So you max that, so it's 12 plus whatever your strength modifier is.
12, so that's 20.
All right, and then roll 2d6 again.
That's 11. So that's 31, and I do 2d6 radiant damage to the undead.
Okay, so that's also maxed, and then you roll it again for...
So we're at 43.
And then plus whatever you just rolled.
Plus is total of 50.
Okay.
50 damage?
Yeah.
Holy
In one
gods.
Blow, because he used his radiant hand axe, which does extra radiant damage to the undead. So, basically, with a flash of blinding radiant light, Lank springs out from the door, brings his hand axe down on her sort of upper arm right next to her shoulder, and cleaves her arm completely from her body.
Yeah.
With a flash and a gout of dark blood.
And I have an arm wrapped around my arm or something. Just, Jesus. I'm like,
And she lets out a horrible shriek. She goes, ah! Oh, wait, sorry. I have a sound for this. There we go. Oh, wait, I have a sound for this.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.